Is everything all right? You left halfway through the movie, so I just wanted to check if you were okay. You're okay. Are you sure? You've been quiet lately. You're usually one, you know, to make the conversations way more interesting. And yet you're weirdly quiet, so I just thought I'd ask. Sorry. Can I sit beside you at least? Yeah? Okay. Thank you. So, is something wrong? You just don't feel like talking? That's understandable. There are days we just want to exist. Yeah, talking can get exhausting, especially if your mind is doing all the talking for you. You don't have to speak at all, if you don't want to. But if you do want to speak, I'll be here, keeping you company. Or if you want me to leave you alone, that's totally okay too. I shall follow whatever you ask of me. Of course, I am your obedient servant. You want me to stay? Alright, I shall keep you company for as long as you want. How does that one song go? That's the point. You seem really quiet. I don't like when you're quiet. That's not the point. You know, if you want to talk, I'm here. Just know that. But if you want, I can continue humming to you. You're feeling... Wait, you're feeling like an outsider. You're feeling lonely. What do I think about it? Should I really be answering that question? Oh, you just want my opinion on it? Okay. Well, how about this? If you tell me what's really going on in that busy head of yours, I'll tell you what I think. Is that a deal? Great. So come on, rant to me. Hit me. She didn't mean it like, okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry you feel that way. I know I shouldn't be apologizing for something I haven't done, but it's not fair for such a nice and kind person to be feeling that way. Why is it always the nicest people who get hurt the most? The world is so unfair. Yeah. Sometimes you're there in the moment with all the people around you, but you don't feel like you belong, even when you're surrounded by the very people that you're absolutely close to. I understand what you mean. I felt that way at times, too. But I want you to know something. So please listen to me. I am here for you. We are here for you. Always. And I know I've been saying that since the moment we met, but it's really important that you don't forget it. You are very important to me. And I hate seeing you upset like this. I know you're saying that everyone may not want you, or you feel like no one likes you in the group, but I promise you, we all appreciate you for who you are. You can be as annoying, clingy, or needy as you want. If you want attention, we'll gladly give it to you. So please don't be so hard on yourself. We respect your decisions, so no matter what they are, even if you decide to leave us for the sake of yourself, we will still welcome you with open arms every single time. The way you're feeling now is totally valid, but that doesn't mean you have to carry all the burdens with you all the time. We will look out for you. We will always be here to support you. So whatever you decide to do, we will always be behind you, supporting you. We'd rather you be real to yourself and express your sadness rather than plastering on such a fake smile and spreading happiness when you don't feel that very same thing yourself. So by all means, be sad. But don't you dare blame yourself for bringing down the mood once you do feel sad. The things you've complained to me about yourself earlier make up who you are. Those are the things that made people like you in the first place. Your flaws, the things you find annoying about yourself, the things you think people don't like about you. Every single one of those imperfections make you perfect. You're perfectly perfect to me. So please, don't you dare change who you are just because you think you're not enough. Or because you think people would like you more if you change. You are perfect just the way you are. It's true, and I will not let you deny it. I'm proud of you. Just as you are. I like you more when you're being yourself. Sure, you've made some mistakes in the past, but who hasn't? Those mistakes you've made, you've learned from, haven't you? Then that's what your focus should be on. You've grown as a person. You've improved as a person. Maybe you're not the best person you can be just yet, and that's totally okay. You are still valid. You are still worth it, and you are still enough. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. Do you want to snuggle? Are you sure? My arms are looking very lonely without you in it. Well, don't be shy. Come over here. This feels nice, doesn't it? Let's just stay here for a minute and just stay silent. Okay? You have such a big heart. You care for a lot of people, even those that don't deserve your care. You don't fail to check up on us every day. You're our daily reminder to stay hydrated, for goodness sake. I'm sorry you feel like you don't belong with us, even when you absolutely do. Nope, that's not true. You do belong with us. We share so many moments and memories with each other. Our inside jokes are on a different level altogether, and you're responsible for most of them. Plus, we have that Renaissance fair we're going to next year. You wouldn't know about that if you didn't belong with us, would you? I love you. Do you hear me? I love you so much, and I know it sounds so overrated and overused nowadays, but there's no other phrase that will ever explain what I feel for you. I wake up every morning, and you know what the first thing that comes to mind is? I think of how lucky I am to be living at the same time as you. You know how people would always praise that people they look up to and say how lucky they are to be living the same time? That's me with you. You have such an impact on my life. You bring this bright and beautiful atmosphere with you everywhere you go. And it's so comforting to have, hearing you laugh, seeing you happy and having fun. I swear, you just walk into a room and everything else lights up. Oh, and did I mention you have such a nice smile? Yes, you do. I'm not lying, so you better believe it. And if you don't believe it now, I will remind you every single day until you believe it yourself. So come on. Entice me with your smile. Hey, I asked for a smile, not that look. Come on. Smile. There you go. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? I hope not. My life is better now that you're in it. And I'm happy that you're in it. And no, we always joke around and say that feelings and emotions are gross and disgusting. But truly, I'm so happy I met you. I'm so grateful I met you. You made my life so much more interesting and worth living for. Oh, please, I'm not lying. Stop accusing me of being a liar. You, out of all people, should know that I'm terrible at lying. Everything I said about you, I mean it with all my heart. I love you for who you are. For your typos to your horny on main behavior. Yes, you do. You know what you do. You definitely add flavor to our little group. We all have our own roles, and we make it the way it is now. If one is not there, it doesn't feel the same. When you're not there, it doesn't feel the same. You're a part of us, whether you like it or not. You belong with us. We have each other's backs all the time, ready to fight with anyone who hurts any of us. We protect each other. We care for each other. We are always there for each other. It's our protective circle, our little family. And speaking of our little family, we should probably go back. They'll probably be wondering where we are, and I bet they're worried. Plus, you get to choose the movie this time. What movie are you planning to choose? Oh wait, don't tell me. Is it Coraline? I knew it. Of course, you never really stop talking about it. Come on, then. Let's go back to them.